Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 27 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this journey to raise your productivity to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life.
Welcome to The Questions, episode 549.
Today, Brian asks,
I've noticed that I am writing mostly description and flowery writing and hardly any dialogue. So I decided to write my next chapter with only dialogue. What do you think of this approach?
Brian, the boy they call Brian. Always good to hear from you. Okay, so I think this is a great idea. Hopefully I do, because I have recommended it enough. This is actually how I learned to write dialogue. I wrote film scripts for a while. I didn't actually know I needed to learn to write dialogue until after I was writing film scripts, and without the narration, I realized that all of my characters talked exactly the same. This is a very unsettling realization to make when you're writing scripts, because you want every character to have their own voice for the actors to sink their teeth into. And when you're going through and you're reading the script out loud to your partner or to your friends, and you're realizing that every goddamn line sounds like that came out of the same mouth, well, you know that you got a weak point. So I actually learned to write dialogue through writing scripts and making a real effort to differentiate the voices while I was writing the script. So this is a very good way to learn to be comfortable with dialogue and to shape dialogue so that it sounds like it's actually being spoken by real people instead of just being an alternative form of narration. So I think this is a great approach. When you go back through and you fill in the description and whatnot, what you're basically going to be doing is adapting a stage play or a screenplay into novel form, which is a whole other set of skills that you might find useful if you ever land a novelization gig. And those, at least they used to pay quite a lot. I don't know if they still do anymore, but it's good work if you can get it. And if you hook yourself into the right social networks through the convention circuits and whatnot, you can get that work. So it's a really good way to develop the skill that you're trying to develop, and it will give you a whole extra set of skills that are hugely marketable. So go for it and learn as much from it as you possibly can. One way to learn as much from it as you possibly can is to read that dialogue, the dialogue-only scenes out into a recorder and listen to them, and make sure they sound like different people to your ear. And if they don't, put more work into that next time. Thank you very much for the question, and I'll see you tomorrow. The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2018 by J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2018 Artistic Whispers Productions. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.